SBS Radio.
ਵਿਕਟੋਰੀਆ ਦੇ ਸਕੂਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਕੀ ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਤੇ ਕੀ ਸਿੱਖਣਗੇ ਇਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਕਮੇਟੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਵਾਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਵਿਦਿਆਰਥੀ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ। ਵਿਕਟੋਰੀਅਨ ਕਰਿਕੁਲਮ ਅਸੈਸਮੈਂਟ ਅਥਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 19 ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਆਯੂਸ਼ੀ ਖਿੱਲਨ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਵਜੋਂ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਆਯੂਸ਼ੀ ਖਿੱਲਨ ਵਿਦਿਆਰਥੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਪੱਖ ਰੱਖੇਗੀ ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਦੱਸੇਗੀ ਕਿ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀ ਬਦਲਾਅ ਕੀਤੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਲਈ ਉਹ ਹੋਰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਰੋਚਕ ਹੋ ਸਕੇ। ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ਮਸ਼ੇਰ ਕੈਂਤ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਯੂਸ਼ੀ ਖਿੱਲਨ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕੀਤੀ।
ਆਈ ਨੋ ਅ ਬਿਟ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਯੂ, ਵਾਟ ਅ ਵੰਡਰਫੁਲ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ, ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਆਲਸੋ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਯੂਰ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ 8 hours ਐਜ਼ ਵੈਲ। ਡੂ ਯੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਪਲੇਡ ਅ ਰੋਲ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਅਪਾਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ?
Well, not exactly. It was more so the fact that my sort of leadership skills and my understanding of student involvement in advocacy. So I was part of Victorian Student Representative Council a few years back, which is basically a student-led council that fights for these sort of changes within education. So that sort of understanding of the education system from a more executive role is what gave me leverage in getting this position. I think the 8R is just a bit of a bonus, to be honest.
They have an ideal sort of representative, I guess, on the board.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Someone
who just has an all-round sort of understanding about what education is and how we can better it. So, yeah.
Okay. And I know it's too early, but you would already have some thoughts about what needs to change or, do you have some ideas as to what you're going to, sort of propose to the other board members?
I think the first thing is just making sure, first of all, that I understand how it works from the other side. Because when you're sitting the exam, you don't really understand how in-depth and intricate all the processes are to give you that piece of paper. But once I've sort of got the grips of it, I think I want to bring in more current issues. So, for example, issues that we're facing currently, like the dangers of technology and more issues related to our progressive society now, if we can address them in the curriculum, for example, bringing out texts that in English that sort of suggest or have those themes of current global issues like climate change or whatever it may be, it would help our students in the future when they're then in uni and growing up in this new world. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that I want to bring in. Other things is like addressing not necessarily curriculum-based things, but certain issues surrounding education as well, like mental health and community rural access and the sort of disparity between education in different communities. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things are not directly in the curriculum, but it's kind of sometimes you don't think about the mental impact of these studies on students and how we can perhaps help them. So those kind of things I'd like to bring onto the table more so we can talk about them.
You mentioned climate change, etc. Do you think these are the issues that are not adequately covered by the current curriculum that students have?
Well, I think because they're so fresh and new, not necessarily in the sort of like what's tested within exams and things like that. Also, it's so political that I think to be a bit more politically correct, they're sort of remove them from the curriculum, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so just bringing them in, not necessarily as something to make a statement, but more so to allow for student discussion.
Yep.
So that they can make their own opinion about how we can run the world in the future.
Yeah, at least for which, something for which there is scientific evidence, etc. And
yeah,
also,
exactly.
Do you feel there's something in the curriculum that you feel is redundant? That as a student, you might have felt that, why are we studying that? I mean, there's perhaps no practical use of it. Is there something that you've come across?
I mean, well, when you're studying, a lot of it seems pretty useless, not going to lie. But I think off the top of my head, it really, I think if nothing's useless, it's just that if it's not piquing to your interest, you're not going to enjoy it. So I think what I'd like to do is make the curriculum more malleable so that it suits different students' needs. Mm-hmm. For example, I might find art really, really boring and useless, but if someone who really enjoys that creative sort of art aspect, they will find that more enjoyable than studying biology. If that makes sense. So addressing that on a curriculum based, not only from year 11, but a bit younger as well, so that students try and find their passions and don't feel forced to do things that are boring.
And I understand this is the first time that a student has been given a place on the table. So do are you feeling the extra pressure of sort of already delivering something that finally that they've brought in a student on the table, and then you feel that, no, you have a responsibility to deliver? Is that so?
Well, I'm a bit more just excited. I think there's definitely pressure, but the whole atmosphere has been very supportive, mm-hmm. both from the students especially, because they're excited that they finally, it's sort of the beginning of an era of change, if that makes sense. It's sort of more symbolic, the fact that our society is becoming more progressive and we're realizing the value of involving students in our own education. And also from the VCAR sense, they've been very, very supportive for the idea. So I don't think they're going to completely alienate me. I think they're really trying to take in my opinion and see how things go. So I think because of that such supportive atmosphere, I'm feeling more excited than stressed.
Do you think you'll have to do some extra work on top of your studies? Because I know you're studying medicine, and that requires a lot of hard work and dedication. Not that you wouldn't have put in a lot of hard work for your VCE.
Yes.
But will you be hard-pressed to sort of do your research?
Find time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is a lot of work, but that's why it's a fully paid, position. It's, signed off by the minister. So I'm pretty much on the same level as everyone else on the board. So, you are getting compensation for your time. But overall, I guess with any job, a lot of people in uni have a job. It's just like that, except, I guess, on a more statewide scale. So it's always something I've enjoyed, public speaking, leadership, having an active role and sort of advocacy. It's always been one of my passions. So I do enjoy actually spending time, a bit of time management. I think it's not too bad.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.